الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to this beautiful silsila where we are discussing in brief the biography of His Eminence, the first Khalifa of Islam. In fact, the first Khalifa and successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He is none other than Afdalul Bashar, meaning the best of humanity after the Prophets alayhi wa sallam. He is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Indeed, we should make as many good intentions as possible to gain maximum rewards. So at the very beginning of this silsila, please make as many good intentions. For example, that I will listen to this silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down whatever important points they are in and I will try to practice upon them. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my friends, my spouse, my children and my society. In this way, make as many good intentions to gain maximum rewards. There are many benefits and fada'il in reciting durood and salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. With the reference of Al-Qawlul Badi', our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razwi Ziyai, Dam Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has mentioned a very beautiful hadith in reference, in regards of the benefits of reciting durood and salawat. He states that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has mentioned, there is an angel of Allah azza wa jal who has one arm in the east and the other in the west. Whenever somebody recites salat and durood upon me with devotion, with love, this angel dives into water and shakes its wings. Allah azza wa jal then creates an angel in place of each droplet of water dripping from his wings. Allahu Akbar. These angels then continuously seek forgiveness for the person who had recited salat and durood until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malfuzate ala hazrat. The 561 page publication of Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawat Islami, it is stated, Amirul Mu'mineen, the command of the believers, the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, had never made sajda to idols, had never prostrated to any idol. Once in his early childhood, his father took him to a temple and a place where there was idols, and said to him, these are your majestic and gracious gods, so make sajda and prostrate to them. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came in front of the idol, he said to the idol, I am hungry, give me food. I have no clothes, give me clothes. I will throw a stone. If you are a god, then protect yourself. Now how could this idol answer? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu threw a stone at the idol and it fell to the ground. On seeing this, his father became very upset, very angry, and slapped him on his blessed face. His father then took him home to his mother and told her the entire incident. She said, leave him on his way, because when he was born, a voice from the unseen was heard. O truthful servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, congratulations, this child is Atiq, that is freed. In the heavens, his name is Siddiq, truthful, and he is the companion and the close friend of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This incident was narrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When he had narrated this, Sayyidina Jibra'il, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu spoke the truth and he is Siddiq, the truthful. Imam Ahmad Qustalani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has also mentioned this blessed hadith in his sharah of Sahihul Bukhari. The respected name of the first Khalifa, the first successor of Islam of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander and the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his name is Abdullah. His kunya, which means patronymic name, which was a common custom amongst the Arabs. His kunya was Abu Bakr, and his titles are Siddiq and Atiq. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The meaning of Siddiq is the one who speaks the truth. He was referred to by this title even in the period of ignorance because he always spoke the truth. Subhanallah. And the meaning of Atiq is freed. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Anta atiqum minan nar. Subhanallah. You are freed from the fire of hell. This is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu received this title. He is also Qurayshi, and 7 generations above, his genealogical tree joins with that of the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, our Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born in Makkatul Mukarramah, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zeema, approximately 2.5 years after Amul Fil. Amul Fil is the year of the elephant, that is, in which the ill-fated king Abraha, he attacked the sacred Kaaba Sharif with an army of elephants. Furthermore, the command of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is that companion, that Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the first to testify to the nubuwah and the prophethood of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam amongst all the people. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu possesses noble virtues and excellences to such a great extent that leaving Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, leaving all Anbiya alayhi muslim, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the greatest and has the most high rank amongst mankind. Subhanallah. Amongst all the freed men, those men who are free, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the first to embrace Islam, and he participated in all the Islamic battles with full devotion and valor, and even being an advisor to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in every decision, in war and in peace. He proved his loyalty and allegiance by supporting the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at every moment of his blessed life. He passed away on the 22nd of Jumadul Akhir in the 13th year after Hijrah, on the blessed day of Monday, after a splendid reign, his Khilafah, which lasted 2 years and 7 months. The leader of the believers, Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Sayyidina Umar Al-Faruq Al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, performed his janazah salah, the funeral salah, and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was buried inside the blessed tomb beside the blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Sawana Karbala, the 92-page publication from Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, it is stated therein, although most of the blessed companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, and the Tabi'een emphasized that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the first Muslim, some say that Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was the first Muslim, and others said that Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha embraced Islam first. Our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reconciled these opinions by saying that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam first from amongst the men. The mother of the believers, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was the first to embrace Islam from amongst the women. And Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem embraced Islam first from amongst the youth and the boys. Subhanallah. In the same book, Sawana Karbala, page 38-39, which is the 92-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publication department of Dawud Islami, it is stated therein, it is the ijma', meaning the consensus of the Ahlus Sunnah, that besides the Prophets alayhim as-salam, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the most highly ranked and supreme personality of the entire universe, followed by Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Adham, the second Khalifa radiyallahu ta'ala an, followed by Sayyidina Uthman Ghani, the third Khalifa radiyallahu ta'ala an, and then Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, the fourth Khalifa and successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Thereafter, in status comes the rest of the Ashara Mubashara, those 10 blessed Sahaba, those 10 blessed companions alayhimur ridwan, who were given the glad tidings of entry into Jannah. After this come the rest of the Ahl-i Badr, meaning those companions, those Sahaba Kiram alayhimur ridwan, who participated in the Battle of Badr. Then Ahl Uhud, those companions alayhim ridwan, who fought in the Battle of Uhud. Then the rest of the Ahl Bayt ridwan, those who made the pledge of allegiance, the bay'ah, to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And then the remainder of the Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan. This ijma', this consensus, has been quoted by Sayyidina Abu Mansur Baghdadi alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi. Ibn Asakir rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has reported that Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, we would attribute Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum with excellence and high rank in the state that the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was amongst us. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi and other scholars rahimahumullah ta'ala have narrated from Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, after the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are the best of his ummah. Subhanallah. Imam Zahabi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated that this narration of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem is batawatur, meaning has multiple transmissions. Ibn Asakir rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has narrated from Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Layla rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi that Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has stated, whoever says that I am more highly ranked than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, I will give him the punishment of a muftari, that is a slanderer. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the knower of the unseen, the owner of Jannah, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, nobody's wealth has given me as much benefit as the wealth of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Upon hearing this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to cry. And he said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, after all, you are the owner of me and my wealth. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, through this blessed narration, we have learnt that it was the aqeedah, it was the belief of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that we are the slaves of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and the owner of all of the wealth and belongings of a slave belongs to the master. What even belongs to us, mere slaves, belongs to our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In the early stage of Islam, anybody who became a Muslim would hide his Islam as much as possible. And this was also the order of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, so that they could remain safe from the difficulties, from the dhulm and oppression of the disbelievers. When the number of Muslims, the men became and reached 38, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu requested in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, grant us permission to preach the message of Islam openly now. The embodiment of Nur, the comforter of the souls, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam declined this permission. At first he declined, but upon the repeated requests of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam granted him permission. So all of the Muslims then went to Masjidul Haram, Zadahullahu sharafa wa ta'zima, and the first orator of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, began to deliver his speech. As soon as the speech started, the disbelievers and the polytheists attacked the Muslims from all directions. Despite the fact that the honor and dignity of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was acknowledged all over Makkah, Zadahullahu sharafu wa ta'zima, still, the disbelievers attacked in such a way that his blessed face was injured, and very badly too. And it began to bleed to such an extent that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became unconscious. When the people of his tribe, they came to know about his condition, they picked him up and took him away. The people began to think that maybe Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would not survive. Then in the evening, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recovered and regained consciousness, the first words to leave his blessed and truthful lips were, "How is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam?" Upon this, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was rebuked, was scolded by the people, who said, "It is because of your support for him that you are suffering this misfortune. Even then, you are still calling out his name." The respected mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ummul Khair, brought some food for him, but there was still only one proclamation on his truthful lips: "How is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam?" When his mother told him that she did not know, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Please ask Jameel radiyallahu ta'ala anha," who was she? The sister of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. "Please ask her, in order to fulfill this heartfelt request of her beloved son in this state of oppression." His mother went to Sayyidina Jameel radiyallahu ta'ala anha and asked about the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Now, due to the unfavorable circumstances of the time, Sayyidatuna Jameel radiyallahu ta'ala anha had still hidden her Islam. And because Ummul Khair had not yet become a Muslim at that time, Sayyidatuna Jameel radiyallahu ta'ala anha pretended not to know anything and said, "I don't know who is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I don't know Who is Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? However, hearing the condition of your son has caused me sorrow and grief. If you like, I could come with you to see him. Then Ummul Khair took Sayyidatuna Umme Jameel radiyallahu ta'ala anha to her home. When Sayyidatuna Umme Jameel radiyallahu ta'ala anha saw the unfortunate condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, she could not control herself and began to weep. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Give me good news of the well-being of my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam." Sayyidina Umme Jameel radiyallahu ta'ala anha signaled to his mother to draw his attention towards her. When he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Do not be afraid of her," she radiyallahu ta'ala anha then said, "By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam is safe, and presently he is at Darul Arqam, the home of Sayyidina Arqam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu." Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stated, "I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, I will not eat nor will I drink anything until I gain the blessing of beholding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam." In the last part of the night, his mother took him to the blessed presence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam at Darul Arqam. The greatest lover and devotee and follower of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then embraced Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam and began to weep. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam and the other Muslims who were present also started to weep because they could not bear to see the sorrowful condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, "This is my respected mother. Please make dua, pray for her to be guided and give her the invitation towards Islam." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam gave her the invitation to embrace Islam, and by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, she became a Muslim immediately. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you seen the troubles, the oppression that were confronted in the mission to propagate Islam? The greatest preachers of Islam are those who devoted their wealth, their efforts, even their lives in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, the grand Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan. Today, if we face any problem, any difficulty when travelling with the Madani Qafila of Dawud Islami, or when learning and teaching the Sunnah or acting upon it, then we must remember the life of the greatest devotee and lover, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In doing so, inshallah ta'ala, we will increase our Madani work, inshallah ta'ala, and we will have that enthusiasm to sacrifice our wealth, perhaps our lives even, in the mission of Allah Azza wa Jal to propagate Islam and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu indeed is that great lover of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who followed the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at every step. We too should tread on his path in love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.